High school teacher Katrina Denang is in Gloucester, Mississippi. She's been living with relatives ever since evacuating from New Orleans. Katrina Endang taught history at Lawless High School in New Orleans before the hurricane. This morning, the veteran teacher will get on a plane and head to Dallas.
Once I get to Dallas, I'm going to apply to teach in the Dallas school system or in one of the one of the independent school districts. My daughter lives in Wiley, so if there's nothing in Wiley, I'll probably go to Plano, Richardson, Dallas itself, you know. But that's what I plan to do. Wherever they have an opening, I'll apply in all of it. And first one call me, I'll go.
In northwest Louisiana, staffers and teachers at a public boarding school spent the weekend preparing for and welcoming new arrivals. More than 30 students, evacuees from the hardest-hit areas, will start school there this week. Emily Shumate is director of student affairs at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts in Natchitoches.
You know, they're coming in 3 weeks into our school year. All the rest of our students have already had an orientation and time to start getting to know each other and that sort of thing. So we wanted to make them feel welcome, and our kids have just done a great job of doing that. They're all over. The kids are moving in right now. I'm actually at one of the residence halls right now, and there's a ton of our students in the lobby just trying to welcome in the new students and let them know how happy we are to have them here.
At Tulane University, Sam House was a freshman when he was evacuated from New Orleans along with his classmates. After months of excitement about going off to college, the pre-med student is now back at his home in Washington State.
After I've been talking to all my friends about how they're off at their colleges of choice and how much fun they're having and how it's a great new experience and stuff, and then I'm just not going to get to have that experience for at least a while, and even when I do go to college, it's probably not going to be at Tulane at this point. I'll probably end up having to go to a different college for at least a semester.
In Houston, John Sawyer is the county superintendent of the Harris County Department of Education. He's helping coordinate local attempts to get thousands of school-age evacuees into classes.
Our best estimate right now is into Harris County, we're expecting something like 8,000 refugee kids. That doesn't count kids who were the first wave and have already started to enter school in all of the other school districts around. These are the kids that are being moved right now.
My name is Dominique Perrier. I'm 12 years old, and I'm in 8th grade.
Dominique and her family are from Slidell, Louisiana, near Lake Pontchartrain. Before the hurricane arrived, they headed northwest to the smaller town of Palmetto. They're living there with relatives for the time being.
I started at Palmetto Elementary last Wednesday. It was hard, but it was okay because I had my cousin Jamie with me there, so I knew someone.
While young Dominique says it's too early to say how much she'll like her new school, she doesn't hesitate to ask when asked about her old school. She misses it.
I miss everything, my friends, my teachers. And, you know, I was on a dance team at St. Tammany Junior High in Slidell, and it was a lot of fun because I worked very hard to get on the dance team all summer. I went to practice.
Students evacuated. Fight to Katrina. This is NPR News.